From Surfer Rosa, the Pixies wrapping up that set of music with Oh My Golly. For the Pixies, Sugar went back to Copper Blue from 1992 with Helpless. I think Bob Mould and Sugar, I think it might be even October, so it's a ways away. I think they're actually coming to town. They reformed Sugar. I think I've seen that. Verbo before that with Man in Mile High. Now, Verbo, they have disbanded. Bob Mould actually produced the album that came off of. I wanted to play that because one of the main people behind Verbo, a guy named Jason Narduzzi, he's coming to town on March 9th with actor Michael Shannon. And what's really cool is what they're doing. I think they're at Mr. Smalls. They're playing R.E.M.'s Life's Rich Pageant album in its entirety. Now, they've been doing this for a few years where they take an R.E.M. album, just play it in its entirety. Last year, of course, it was Fables. I say of course because chronologically, Fables of the Reconstruction was before Leicester's Pageant. And if they continue to do that, will they venture into Dead Letter Office or will they move on to something like Green? I don't know. Anyway, Verbo, that was his band he had back in the 90s. 5'8 from Athens. Speaking of Athens, Georgia, speaking of R.E.M., which I was, but I wasn't speaking of Athens as directly. But anyway, 5'8 from Athens, Georgia, with I'm Still Around. And then Chris Brokaw gave us the Talia Zedek penned 1,000 miles per hour to start off that entire set of music. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you Friday nights from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. If you hear it and it's not a Friday night, randomly, it's a replay show. It's an encore. That's when I get to listen to my program. Are you one of the millions of Americans that feel left behind in the internet age, much like myself? Well, everyone on has helped connect over 2 million people to the internet and has distributed over 10,000 computers since its creation back in 2012. What they do is they connect under-resourced communities to affordable internet and computers, and they train individuals and organizations on digital skills and resources. If you visit everyoneon.org, you can find local and digital training right near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete. That's the number two, Connect to Compete in WRCT. I find it interesting because they're promoting trying to get people online, but the way to reach them is online. There seems to be a disconnect, I feel. I don't know. So when you were listening to that Pixie song, where you're like, I don't know. He keeps saying, oh my golly, but what else was he saying in there? Well, the entire song is in Spanish. And I actually translated it, thanks to the internet. And it makes a lot of sense as far as the lyrics go. And this was potentially was going to be what I was going to do for the mock on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. With songs like that. But since it's World Radio Day, I am going to celebrate that by playing songs about the radio coming up in about 50 minutes. But it makes me ask, did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you? I will admit that it was on where I was because I was invited to a Super Bowl party, and I went. But I did miss the halftime show, and I only missed it because I left at halftime, and by the time I got home, it was over. No other reason beyond that. But I find it really, really funny that some people were complaining about the halftime show because they couldn't understand the performer. Now, I'll tell you, I watched last year's halftime show, and I couldn't understand that performer. But it's about entertainment. And sometimes the music is about the entertainment, not necessarily the lyrical quality or the lyrical content. In fact, I'm a huge R.E.M. fan, and in the 80s, you couldn't understand Michael Stipe. So this next set of music is to prove to you, or to demonstrate. It's proving nothing. It's just going to demonstrate Doesn't matter what language a song is sung in. If it's recognizable or if it's a good song, it's a good song. Yeah, I think you know this one, don't you? Don't sing along in English, because Debbie Harry doesn't.
pegó al corazón. Mi instrumento cuando estás por sí, me descubres la buena cara y vienes a por mí. Solo pretendo ser ileso, tener tiempo para huir. Esto es amor y odio, amor y odio.
El sonido más marchoso y vacilón que existe actualmente. Si vas por la calle, el cuerpo te pide en marcha. No te escapes. Escúchalo y vuélvete loco al ritmo del rockañero de Madness. ¡Un paso adelante!
Thank you. Ya mi voz. Si oyes ruidos en la noche, alguien gritando algún reproche, no preguntes lo que fue, no preguntes lo que fue, no preguntes lo que fue. Creo que soy un poco torpe y no hablo muy alto. Creo que estoy medio loco, a nadie le falto el respeto. Te castigan hasta que lloras y después casi sin demora ya no quieres protestar, ya no quieres protestar, ya no quieres protestar. Nada le pasó a mi ojo, jugando ayer me lastimé. Eso es lo que les diré, no es asunto de la ley. Me gustaría pasar un rato sin nadie herido ni nada roto. No preguntes cómo estoy, no preguntes cómo estoy, no preguntes cómo estoy. Me llamo Luca, el niño del piso 2. Con mis padres vivo yo, tal vez conoces ya mi voz. Si oyes ruidos en la noche, alguien gritando algún reproche, no preguntes lo que fue, no preguntes lo que fue, no preguntes lo que fue. Te castigan hasta que lloras y después casi sin demora ya no quieres protestar, ya no quieres protestar, ya no quieres protestar.
Yeah, I can only give you the English titles of these Spanish songs because I don't speak Spanish. I barely speak English very well. So don't try to throw another language at me. For those of you who are bi, tri, quad, whatever the next number is, lingual, good for you. I'm jealous. That was Suzanne Vega. Yeah, those were all the original artists doing their songs just in Spanish. Not uncommon for an English-speaking artist to do a Spanish, an Italian, a German, Japanese version of some of their hit singles for other countries. Before the Suzanne Vega, played The Police with the Spanish version of Di Do 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 Di Da Da Da. There's also a Japanese version of the same song. A lot of times the single, because this is back when there was a single, a 7-inch, a 45, it'd be one side and the other. Madness, doing their version of One Step Beyond in Spanish. I can try that one. Uno Paso Adelante. Yeah, I'm sure there's some of you who just like laughed. Like, really? Don't try it again. Erasure in that set of music with their Spanish version of Love to Hate You. Which is apropos because we're going into Valentine's Day. And why not play some songs that are more of an anti-Valentine theme? And then Blondie start off the entire set with a Spanish version of Call Me. And then I feel like halfway through the song, she just gave up and just went back into English. I don't know. But I got like 400 others, but I just wanted to highlight those five in celebration of songs in a foreign language that you can enjoy. There's a bunch of others. There's songs in a foreign language I enjoy. I mean, I could play you some Kraftwerk right now. Don't have to understand the lyrics to enjoy the song. Just saying. Stacy reached out to me and she goes, Moxter, I know a song that has Spanish in the song, but it's in English. And it double whammies as an... And oh, wait, before I go... Yeah, let's just go into that. It double whammies as an anti... Valentine's Day song. She said, could you please play some Back? Of course I can. Stacy wants to hear I'm a Loser. Not because she is one, because it's a good song.
The chuggy with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food skulls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. So I keep saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down this trailer park. Yo, cut it. Because one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in a bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose jug. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string. A slab of turkey neck and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. To get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite. It's choking on the splinters. So...
stars on the raindrops, the presents in the course of a grapefruit rind will cause you to regress and fall into a rhythm you can't have until it's time to
surprise, surprise. like you an angel. The devil made you a man. That brutality and the economy are related now. I understand. When will you realize that as above, so below, there is no love? Valentine's Day.
Death Cab for Cutie wrapping up that song, that set with their version of Earth Angel. Before that, Billy Bragg reminding you that, it's not, but Valentine's Day is over. I ended it before it even started. I did. Pulled that off of a Worker's Playtime. Also, the Jesus and Mary Chain in there with their version of My Girl. Some requested Stephen Malcolmus with Ramp of Death. And start off the entire, speaking of requests, that was two requests in a row. And Beck, Stacy wanted to hear I'm a Loser from a Mellow Gold. And I graciously played it. If you have an email request, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can do that. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamach. I do want to remind you that you are an adult now. I'm assuming this. I'm presuming this. But because you're an adult, you're allowed to have breakfast for dinner. So every Saturday, what I want you to do is pull up a chair and listen to DJ Chris Wired's program, Breakfast for Dinner. He serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, and the menu features power pop and punk and jangle pop. It's Saturdays from 6 until 7 p.m. So it's dinner time. But it's breakfast for dinner. Right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Speaking of the jangle pop and the fact that you do know that on this very day, back in 1988, is that 36 years ago? Am I doing the math right? Michael Jackson bought the ranch that became and was Neverland.
Well, it was never.
from their 1980 debut album. I'm talking the Feelies with Raised Eyebrows, wrapping up that set of music as we are approaching the top of the hour. It is Friday the 13th. It's Friday the February the 13th of 2026. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you live on a Friday night. If it's not Friday, this is a replay, an encore edition, which is wrapping up, probably. Sometimes they're only 2 hours. They're only half the show because, you know what, you just can't take 4 hours of goodness more than once a week. What else was in that set of music? Let me tell you that before we segue out. Hey, before the Feelies, it was